everybody see this little cute face and it's like, oh, Chris, we love. No. Chris is almost demonic with these jokes.
Wow.
Like she's just harsh. With the jokes, you are rude.
I didn't say
you are rude.
Hey, but
Chris, it's okay because everybody, see, the camera's been rolling. So everybody knows how Mike be. That's how we opening up season two, my boy.
Random.
Oh, now he got the.
Random. What? Me and Jay got on the same colors, but two different bodies, though. Don't judge.
So you graduated about
the same. My core is the same way, and it's black like Jay, y'all. Don't, look, hey, don't worry about this.
It's a different
this,
cut.
Okay?
That's just a cut.
He said it's just a cut.
It's a cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, he complimented
me,
too.
No, he's not. He complimented
me. It is the cut.
Yeah.
Y'all
okay.
Just, y'all body's
so look,
different.
Y'all.
Exactly.
Welcome to season two.
Oh, all right, y'all. Yep. You see what I'm saying? This is how we starting. No.
Chris wouldn't say nothing like that.
She said it's a different cut. Mike's body is cut different.
Bro. She's saying you cut.
Bro, that is the equivalent of disloyalty is the equivalent of Forrest Whitaker. No. You get marks for that. No. That's how we starting off. Welcome to season two. Random. No. I have no friends. Listen, there is no loyalty in this section. No,
Mike,
absolutely.
Mike, listen, let me explain something.
What's going on?
Oh, it adjusts. Yeah, it adjusts. Yeah. Nick, you'll move it up for him, Nick. You'll move it back up for him.
Hey, season two, y'all, what's happening to me?
Go sit up one time. Take it easy.
Jay got couches that recline.
It's a
there you go.
This dude ordered first class.
You were sitting
on a business class
all that
couch.
Time?
Yeah. This is a business class.
You were sitting
class
on that paddle
sofa.
All that time?
Business. So, I can't.
No, Jay about to piss me off. You hear me? No. You said, did you hear what he just whispered to me? No. I'm not repeating it. No, we're in a new season, Jay.
All right, look, y'all. Look, y'all. I appreciate y'all bearing with us.
I ain't repeating that. Wait till BTS.
I just couldn't.
He said, you been comfortable sitting on that paddle this whole time?
Look, I told myself in this episode, I was going to be on my best behavior. Mike, it's you.
No.
Bro, it's you, Mike.
Nah, bro.
It's you, man.
You know,
but it's okay. We love
like
you.
That. Like, don't you got to press a button or you just push back?
Listen.
I'm tripping on what you pulled out of his thing.
Oh, that's
how all right, so look,
wood.
Y'all. Welcome
you better
to another...
explain that sentence. What she pulled out of what?
The wood.
The cushion. The back part of the couch.
No.
The back part of the couch.
He ain't helping.
No, you was just sitting on a wooden paddle.
The whole time. Look, y'all, I'm trying to start the podcast.
I was never sitting
Welcome
on that.
Welcome to another episode.
Okay.
Welcome to another episode.
Another season, big dog. We going to get about another them seasons.
Season.
Yeah, because you leveled up.
I just can't believe,
right.
Bro, you swallowed up
We're
that whole
up.
He said swallowed. All right. At this point, no, bro.
Mine.
Somebody hates me. Like, no.
Here we go. We're going to start over. All of that will be cut. Right,
praise God.
All of that will be cut.
There we go.
All right. Welcome to another episode. Another season of the Next
Start
Level
over,
Living
Jay.
Podcast.
What are we doing?
Again.
Random. We
I'm
don't
trying.
Know what this is. Let's go, Jay. You
take
got
two.
One job.
So what we'll do is we'll keep the initial when they saw the real mic, and then, but we'll cut out the middle 4 minutes.
Yeah. Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Don't get eye contact
Jay,
with him,
Jeremiah.
Okay?
Here we go.
He's a serpent.
Yeah.
Right. He's a serpent.
Man, how y'all feeling, though? Welcome
Ooh,
back.
What's
man.
Up?
So
Jay?
Good.
Back yep. in the
so
building,
good.
Like, hey.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. No more COVID restrictions. No more. We back in person.
Listen.
Let's go.
Yep.
We already had it.
A couple
I ain't
times.
Afraid to catch it no more.
Right.
Y'all yeah, no. here.
Yeah, a whole year. We did the whole
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And hats off to y'all. Yeah, appreciate y'all's commitment, man. Rocking with me, flying in for the episodes. It's a lot, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
What y'all looking forward to in this season?
Ooh.
Clearly jokes. I mean, clearly jokes,
well,
right?
I don't joke often. So normally,
you don't joke often?
I'm just sitting here as a strong man receiving a lot of the jokes that are thrown my way.
Really?
Sometimes people need a big target to throw joke. Okay.
Okay.
I might have set myself up for that.
Yeah, you
but,
definitely
But
did.
You know what it is?
Because we always get there with you.
Yeah.
We get what?
How you set yourself up with jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the big target.
I thought you, I definitely
no,
thought
we
you
get
was coming.
Big love. Big energy.
Because I'm your guy, ain't I?
Because you my guy.
What's my name, Jay?
Big Mikey.
I mean, you asking for all
season
of it. You really are
season
pulling
two.
It out of him.
Only some things changed this season,
hey, we,
y'all.
Why act brand new?
I don't know why he acting. He is asking you the questions.
Hey,
so.
You in my you in my life.
I don't know if he's a lawyer or not.
Oh, that's what.
Clearly, mm-hmm. It don't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all, this season, we got so much heat.
Yeah.
I don't even think Jay know how crazy
nah.
This season's about to
nah.
go.
We planning it. So you just be ready.
Like Jay is excited about what he's not even knowing is about to come
mm-hmm.
to pass. Y'all, we about to give y'all a different look into our leader. Like he's giving y'all game. He's giving
you
y'all
meant
a lot
to say
experience.
A different look into our lives.
What do you mean?
You said it to our leader, like you putting all the focus on me.
Absolutely.
You meant to say, I'm gonna give y'all a different look
no,
into
no,
our
no,
lives.
I meant to say what I said. Who was that? Who was that to me? I said what I said.
Oh, my God.
I think the girl off Housewives. Matter of fact, who was down the street from here? Atlanta. I said what I said.
I thought this it was Maxine Waters reclaiming my time.
Okay.
So what I was saying was, you like how I did that?
I did.
So, okay. Yeah, so bro, y'all going to go into.
Bro, we putting pressure
yes.
on you this season, bro. Not just to give game, but to be transparent and vulnerable with people, to show them what it looked like from a boss level
mm-hmm.
all the way down. See, a lot of times people think we got to start from the ground up and go there, but we can skip a couple steps because we actually rocking with the boss on the show. Mr. Next mm-hmm. Level himself, Mr. Overdeliver, and he's going to overdeliver on a lot of information that he wouldn't even expect.
Right, so it's going to be really educational. Instead of just us having a normal conversation like season one, we did drop a lot of game, but this season we're going to be more focused on tangibles that you can take away and actually apply for yourself. So things that you've been through, like steps that you've taken, you can now, you know, transfer over to the viewers, the listeners, and they can actually start taking the stuff and dealing and doing with it in their daily lives.
Yep.
So that's what we're planning for you.
Also,
because it's time.
I think that I'm most excited about hearing about how Next Level Jay is from the perspective of the people that are most close to him.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are around Jay that y'all don't even know, that y'all don't even see. And this thing is works from a top-down type level.
Mm-hmm.
And we want Jay to expound on some of these relationships, some of the close things. Like, matter of fact, random, y'all, Jay, tell us right now. In your life right now, business-wise, who are the five closest people to you that you just deal with back and forth on a day-to-day basis? Give us five names and let these people hear these names because we're going to come back to them this season.
So is that what we doing?
That's what we doing, bro.
That's what
like,
we doing.
Like, these people need to know who Mr. Next Level is, bro. Top five, Jay. Give them to us. Let's hear them.
So I'll have to put my mentors in there.
Okay, we need that.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Anthony Flynn. Yeah,
okay.
He is my business coach. Of course, E.T. and C.J.
Yes.
I'll make them kind of like one. I get a lot of game.
E.T. for people that don't know him by his nickname. Who is E.T., Jay?
Dr. Eric Thomas, E.T. the hip-hop preacher.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, Eric Thomas. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Right.
That boy's there. Oh!
No, E.T. is with it. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Go ahead.
But him, you know, CJ, then I've got a whole bunch of other partners, man, that I bounce business ideas off of, you know, like Neo and Marcus and Trap
mm-hmm.
and Jamal, Josh Hatch.
Okay.
You know, these are all people with multiple seven-figure and eight-figure businesses, and they've been in this space for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's like a brotherhood in
yeah.
a sense.
Yeah.
And so I do glean information from a lot of different people
because
the word says it clear. There's safety in a multitude of counsel.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking, like my wife used to be like, you always want other people's opinion. I'm like, bro, I don't want just random person's opinion.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not seeking approval, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeking understanding.
Mm.
I want to make sure before I make this investment, before I invest this money, before I invest all this time, that I'm planting this right type of seed in the right type of soil, in the right climate, in the right region.
Because they've done the research already.
They've done it.
Yeah, you don't have to do it yourself.
Ain't nobody got time to be out here wasting time trying to figure things out because of pride.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's really got me to where I am in life.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of different people, man, that I tap in.
Okay, so
that give me game and help me grow.
And that's on the business side. What about your own business, your own, you know, home, house, empire? Who are some people on that side?
Under Next Level. Like, who are the top people under Next Level, under the branch of your organization?
What you mean? Like, that give me advice, or like you more like the executive level?
The people that you talk to, that you go to, that help your thing, that runs your ship.
The people that run your empire.
Because everybody doesn't even know that your ship is now running a little bit without you having to always be present.
Right, yeah. Which is something you wanted to accomplish in the beginning of season one, which you've now done.
Let's talk about those people.
Hey,
come and put it together.
Hey, I watched this podcast called Drink Champs, and when they do a bar or something like that, everybody just start clapping. I think that was a bar. Everybody give it up right there. That's one. We did a big accomplishment. That's huge. I like that.
But so we have our core four. Yeah. We even got our own little private group chat.
Okay.
You know, so the next level enterprise now has a second family.
That's perfect.
So me and Tracy, we the first family, but the second family is Chris and Nicole Crumpler.
Okay.
Nicole is our chief operating officer.
Okay, yes.
So she's over all the entities. Everything from people be hitting me like they got investment ideas. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, kick it to Nicole.
Because
if he don't get through Nicole, if she don't even think it's even worthy, it's not even coming to me.
Yeah.
So I got that buffer. All the business ideas and plans and finances, like we make all those decisions, you know what I'm saying, together. Chris is over our Speakers Academy and our Speakers Elite program, but he's also like an exec within the company as a whole.
Yes. Wow.
So a lot of the decisions we make, we meet as the four. I get that insight from God. And even when things aren't crystal clear, because, you know, sometimes God will tell you to do something, but it might not be for right now.
Yeah.
Like our Next Level Living Conference, not the speakers conference, just the Next Level Living Conference.
Yes.
That will be a thing in 2023, year of the jump.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure if that's going to be in January.
Yeah.
So, but we met as a team and we all in one accord. Now it's just like, when do we do it? So we have our core four, me, Tracy, Chris, and Nicole. So if we Barack and Michelle Obama, then they Joe and Jill Biden, like they the second family.
Okay.
And it's refreshing, man. And so, yeah. So when it comes to business like that, like we keep it right there.
So let's start there. Core four. So we ain't even gotta do a top five. There's a core four that keeps this thing running at the top.
Yeah.
With that in mind, maybe we need to break this down so that the average person can see it. I get messages all the time. Crystal, you probably can understand this. People are always hitting me up in my DM. Yo, I got a dope story. Y'all need to bring me on the podcast. Like, hey, I got something to talk about. Who would I send that information to? Because I can't just send that to Jay. Jay got too much going on. He owns the thing. Like, oh, you need to get with Jay. I'm like, Jay is not the person I actually get to. Jay's the person. I think I would have to send that to someone
else.
That would go to Nicole.
Everything goes to Nicole's except for speaking engagements.
And so, so if Nicole takes over all of that, so Nicole must be different then if she is handling all of that different stuff. You really trust one person with all of that work? Is Nicole built like that?
So we need to have, yes.
Okay.
But we need to have a whole another conversation and podcast on how that even came about.
Yes.
I will say this.
Okay.
Run Nicole different.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever question the favor of God or how much God loves me, I can't question it because of Chris and Nicole.
Mm.
Like, man, we've been praying for them. Maybe we talk about that in next week's episode.
Okay. Because
I really want to unpack the story of how we even got to this place.
Yes.
And so, Nicole is a beast, bro. She's worked for several other high-level CEOs directly with them, handling business and... You know, as nice as I thought of, I was nice, but it's levels to it, bro. It's a whole nother level of niceness and professionalism. Yeah. They got KPIs and SOPs and strategic plannings. And I'm like, what's this?
Yeah.
Exactly. I ain't never heard of none of that. I'm just like, yo, this is the mission God gave us. This is the time and I think we can do it in. Go get it done. I'm going to train you and show you how to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like, God was like, okay, but what you've done so far can only take you but so
far.
For you to go to the next level, you're going to have to change your ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm at a place now where it's just like, I've got to figure out like, okay, what adjustments do I got to make? The children of Israel, God was like, yo, I'm only going to take you here unless you change your ways.
Mm-hmm.
But this mindset you had in Egypt is not going to be good for the promised land where I'm taking you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's not just in spiritual context, that's in business too.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized I had to change the way that I think.
Mm-hmm.
I had to change the way that I process things, my expectations of people, the way that I communicate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we kind of still figuring this thing out, but man, Nicole has been a game changer for us. And so you're right, bro. She different. And it took me a while to get to a point where I could really trust her. Yeah. We're in a whole nother season now.
Okay.
So, okay, yes. Go ahead.
Wait. Okay, so I'm going to talk about you being intentional with two things. Mm-hmm. First, you said in season one, mm-hmm. you were going to be intentional on bringing somebody on that you could trust, feeling somebody that Tracy actually felt mm-hmm. was right because, mm-hmm. you know, you don't move without her feeling like it's right.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And you did that. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I want to ask you about. And then the second thing is releasing so that you can receive. How much did you have to give up and give up control of? And how do you feel on the back end of it, mm-hmm. seeing that you've given up this control, but now it's actually doing what it needs to do, which is grow the way that it needs to grow?
So contrary to popular belief, I never really wanted control like that. Mm-hmm. I really love the idea of being the talent.
Yeah.
Stop the cap. What'd you say, Jay?
I mean,
it's cool. Like, this season two.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not holding back. Hold up. I want Jay. He said he don't want to be in control.
Listen, I love the idea of somebody saying, hey, I need you here at this time. Yeah. This is what you should dress like, and this is what we're doing.
You
and
love
I'm like,
the
okay,
idea,
bet.
But it was hard relax? For you to get to it. Right? Right. It was hard for you to get to giving up that.
This is the energy y'all coming with.
I like being an Indian. I don't need to be a chief.
Wait, hold up, because you're right.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Okay, Pat Mahomes. This boy got a 15 tattoo inside his heart.
It's like saying, you know, it was your baby. Yeah. It's like you can't just trust any babysitter. Regardless, right. It's not about necessarily even control. It's about protecting what you've built. Yeah. So right. How did you get to the point where you were comfortable saying, I trust you with this person?
So and what was your
or
process?
These people?
So I always wanted to release control.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did want that.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Now, creative control.
Okay.
That's different, okay. right? Because God gave me a clear vision.
Everybody, y'all listen to how his mind works? That's no, but and I'm saying that's actually how dope he is.
Yeah.
But it's funny because even when he says control, y'all don't even realize that he's thinking in levels.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Okay.
That's a good point. I like that. Great job. So let me break it down. Yeah. Let me put some color. Let me put some color with it and some flavor with it, as Nicole would say.
Hello.
With her island swag, right?
Hey.
So there is like control. I want to control everything. I'm at the point now. I'm like, yeah, Nicole, the process, like, I don't care how it gets done as long as it looks like this.
I like that.
So when it came, we just redid our whole course for our Next Level Speakers Academy.
Okay.
I redid all the content. I got even, it's so robust. It's so rich, high quality graphics and video. Like, it's on a whole nother level, which it should. We just being true to our brand. So when I talk to Nicole about it, I'm like, yo, I would like to do boom, 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 and release it next week, Monday. She's like, that ain't going to work. I was like, huh, we'll talk about it. And then as we began to talk, our Holy Ghost was like, bruh, you can let her know what you have in store, but she's going to be the one that works with the team that gets it done. Mm. All you got to do is make sure when she presents it to you, it's what you envision.
Uh-huh.
But she's the one that's working with the people. Step she knows their KPIs. She knows what systems they're putting in place. She knows what workload they already. I've released it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to a point yesterday, I was like, you know what? Whenever I would like it to come out and we release it Monday. But she's also, she said, Jay, you told me that you want to do a big broadcast. You want to do a big promotion.
Right.
She's like, so we need time.
Yes.
To really promote
for the release,
it and push it.
To make sure it's done right.
She's like, I want to give you what you want.
Yeah.
But let me do it the way I do it. Right. So I'm just like, so I released that control.
Yeah.
But I did send her, this is what I would like the thumbnails to kind of look like with the images,
because
that's the vision I have. And she's like, got it.
Yeah.
You're dangerous, bro.
And I'm going to just tell y'all, on behalf of the listeners too, you got one more time to say another abbreviation or something and not break it down. Because he done said KPIs and IATs and different stuff. And I know there are people listening out there who has just now got to work. You might be a couple minutes late.
No, and I love it. And I was the same way you was 6 months ago.
Okay, perfect.
It was like, so Jeremy, let's talk about your KPIs. I was like, yeah, let's get over there in just a minute. Let's look at it. And God was like, nah, bro, let them know.
Yeah.
You have no clue what KPI stands for. And it stands for key performance indicators.
There we go. Okay.
So they might set KPIs for Chris. It might.
Okay. Yeah.
Key performance indicators. It's like, okay, let us know how you're performing. This is the way I can kind of gauge where you are performing.
Got you. Okay.
SOPs is standard operating procedures.
Got you. Okay.
So it's a way that we do, you know what I'm saying, business.
You can scale it.
Right.
Got
for sure.
You. Okay.
And
okay.
So DN stands for, okay.
That's wild.
Do not.
That's wild.
Do not.
That is wild.
Listen to me. Do not.
Welcome to season two. still, y'all. We are still.
You don't even know. You don't even know where we're going here. See, that's a problem. That's the problem. That's what you do.
Yo,
you take one thing and run far with.
Well, where's your mental health coach?
Because
we're
moving on.
Listen, here's watch this. We do have those. We do have those non-competes. That's the NK.
Yeah.
We have the DNs, which is like the do not promote, the DP, the DNP, the do not promote. Because we've had people that have left our company, and it's like, yo, you can't go and try to come at other people that we've done business with if you're not with us no more.
Right. Can y'all understand why we love our job, y'all?
So it's a lot of different acronyms that we have out here.
I just love how you clean it up. I didn't know you was a street sweeper, too. Because you got a verbal janitor about you the way you clean up a mess quick. He was like the DN, the do not, the what?
It was a pause.
It was a pause for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I don't even know what y'all was. We'll talk about it after.
Anyway,
I bet we will.
Okay,
you know we will.
Y'all, so that's kind of how we, you know. So we have those different, you know, what I'm saying KPIs. That's what things that they put in place to help us run more effectively and more smoothly.
Okay,
and I'm not even in meetings no more.
No way.
I had to get man. Let me tell you something. I went to this thing called ET has this high level like entrepreneur like inner circle thing called like Masters of the Game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's all these 7, 8. One of them close to 9-figure entrepreneurs, and we get together, you know what I'm saying, like once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about business, marriage, like whatever you're dealing with, like the personal stuff.
Yeah.
And so near the end of it, it's like an hour or so left. They're like, all right, anybody have any questions, any concerns? And I just spoke up. Okay. I was like, yo, I got some struggles. I've got some people within my organization. I'm having a hard time releasing. Things are not happening the way I want. I'm just trying to in a weird space, trying to figure out boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And they was just like, oh yeah. One person was like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're going through. You got control issues. I was like, like, bruh. Then somebody else was like, oh yeah. You have trust issues. And I was like, whoa, like, no, I don't. Then I was like, yes, I do. And as we began to talk, they like everybody in the room, it was almost like Alcoholics Anonymous. Yeah. They was all like, no, we've been there. We've all had trust issues.
Yeah.
We've all had, you know, saying these challenges,
issues. Yeah.
Control issues. But you got to get to a point to release it. And then I was just like, yeah, but it's like if they have a meeting, it's like after the meeting, like is somebody going to let me know what y'all discussed? And everybody in the room was like, no.
You only like, know,
no,
you, only get
you don't
to know
need
what
to know
you,
all of
right,
that.
Which
just
you, which
trust
you need
your
to
team
know.
That if you say, I want ABC, 1, 2, 3, they're going to get it done.
Right.
And if they don't, then address it. But give them a chance. And then I was like, well, I don't want the ball to get dropped. And then they was just like, yo, every time you go in and try to pick up the ball, you're actually setting them back because they've never got a chance to right their wrongs or
you
to make whatever tweaks
you. Yeah.
Or adjustments. You're stunting their growth.
Yeah.
Bro.
I walked away from that. Bro, I promise you, I felt liberated.
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt liberated. Wow. I felt like excited, like not no anxiety, like, oh no, what they gonna do? I was just like,
free.
No, I got them.
Okay.
I don't trust their character. I don't trust their integrity. I don't trust their skills.
You don't distrust.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't question.
I was about to say, hold on, y'all, real quick. I was like, are we talking about the same people?
Yeah, yeah,
I was like,
no. Okay. I don't question their skill. I don't question their integrity or any of that. I was just like, and if I don't, then I have to put my practice, I have to practice whatever I preach. I have to just trust. I have to say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do.
So counsel, prayer, and then the right people were what allowed you to liberate yourself from being in control of everything that you were from last season.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that brings me to my next thing. Chris, I don't know if I told you about this, but I was talking to Crump earlier today. Crump, y'all, is part of the Core Four, Chris, and he was breaking down. He said the reason why he's so excited about the where we're moving in season two is because he said this exact sentence, and I want to say it exactly like it says. Shout out to you, Crump. He said, Jeremy has his own algorithm.
Yes.
This is like, because we're going to let Jay break this down real quick, but Jay, do you understand that you are unprecedented in the way that you and Tracy have created this business and the way that you are structured and wired? He's business savvy. He's about his bread. He's about his business, but he's so loyal to God. God is a part of everything that he does in a way that he just can't get advice from a business mind. He also has to go this way too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so because of that, Chris says that you operate in a way that can't get advice from everybody. Do you understand that you really different?
Yes and no. It's like when he says it, I be wanting to get pushback, but then he gets really irritated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like I'm like an anomaly, but I do feel like my mindset, my perspective is rare. What we built is rare.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not the first couple that's built, you know, multiple businesses out the mud and figured this thing out. But we do have an interesting dynamic. So I do feel like, you know, we different, but I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? We not like the Michael Jackson of this entrepreneur space. Yeah.
So
you know, by a long shot. Now, if Chris was here, he might be like, cap, blah, yeah. blah, blah. But I just don't. We just two hardworking people. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed with a wife that believed in the vision that God gave me and was able to, on the back end, the legal, the business side, put that in place as I began to build up people and systems in my speaking career and programs and kind of evolved.
Jay, like, not political, bro. You talk to God just as much as you talk to people.
Absolutely.
You're talking about business, but the thing that he's saying that separates you is the fact, the reason why you have your own algorithm is because God is just as important as your money.
Yes.
Even more important than everything else set up. You spoke about the business, you're talking about all this other stuff, but why is God so important to you? Because God offends people. Let's just be real. Mm. Like, you do a coaching program and you be praying with random people. They ain't told you they believed in God. How you not worried about offending these random people? Like, how are you okay in this space?
So whenever somebody even comes to our program, even if I have my Sunday training, it's like, yo, if somebody isn't like, yo, I will sign up for the, one time somebody was like, I will sign up for the course, but I'm paying for my cancer treatment. I was like, okay, bump this course. We about to intercede on behalf of you. You know what I'm saying? That's who I am.
Yeah.
So like what I look like forsaking God or trying to play it safe, this is my platform.
Right.
I built this platform.
Right, there we
go.
Right.
God gave me the power to build this platform. So what I look like now, trying to make it seem like just all, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bump that. God is in me.
Yeah.
I'd be dead if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'd be a fool to act like I could do this without him. And so for me, it's a no-brainer because it's like, yo, God, it's always been you. Well, my man had an Uzi to my head in 2001 and was going to blow my brains out. It was God.
Yeah.
When I woke up on the side, come on, y'all. Ooh. I got so many stories.
It's
always been God. So it only makes sense for me to keep him in the forefront because that's why I'm winning.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I trade my star player? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he really the CEO of my life. You know what I'm saying?
That.
And so if I'm not in one accord with somebody on the team or my wife, I'm going to just wait until we in one accord and we in alignment with God, and then we move forward. And that's how I can't lose. Ooh. It's not possible for me to lose. As long as I don't self-sabotage myself, as long as I don't give in to the flesh and give in to lust and all this other distractions and stupid stuff out here, as long as I stay true to my wife and my team and our family, as long as I stay rooted and grounded in Christ, I'm unstoppable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and can't nobody stop what we're doing because it's not just me or we, it's God is with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if God be for us, who can be against us? And so for me, it's simple. And so I'm looking forward to in this new season of the podcast and in this new season of my life to continue to let God lead forward.
Ooh.
And I'm going to let my light shine even brighter and show everybody in the world what next level living is all about.
I'm telling y'all right now, we need to go back on the last minute and 45 seconds and take at least 3 or 4 quotes from that and put on some t-shirts. This is next level living merch right here. Jeremy, this is the thing. Did y'all see how he didn't have to worry about being humble no more? When Jeremy gets...
Oh, because I'm talking about God.
When you're talking about God.
He snaps. Like, it's hard for Jeremy to be who he is when he's talking about himself. But as soon as you mention God, his confidence and his it's almost a cockiness
it's
about
God
who God
in
is.
Me.
What'd you say?
I said, it's the God in me.
It's the God in me. Yeah.
Because I don't really have big confidence. I got God-fidence.
There's
a difference, bro. I don't have confidence because then I'm conceited. You know what I'm saying? But if I have that God-fidence, it's like, yo, God, you leading?
Right.
That's a whole nother authority.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother swag. That's
another
a whole
strength.
Nother energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a child of the king.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I am to have heaven as it is on earth as it is in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am to live a certain type of way. So when I'm on that kingdom work, I'm on that king. It's a different type of authority that I have.
This ain't no Bible study, but it almost like you got that David walking into a giant versus Goliath energy, and you're just like, oh, he 9 foot tall. He a little smaller than I was thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm David, but the giant look a little smaller than I was thinking. Mm. Oh, you one of the Hebrew boys? Oh, you about to turn the fire up?
Come on.
Regardless if God steps in or not, I know he's capable of doing it. But if he chooses not to, I'm still going to rock with him. That's the energy. David, man, dropped in a room with lions. I love Wildcats. From the TV. But Jay is like, drop me in there with anything. When God is involved, you just hit different, bro. Yeah. But your mindset, and I'm glad the viewers got to see that on the episode.
Yeah.
Because he was getting real political. He was being real safe. And then God. As soon as God came in, bro, you don't care about how somebody perceive your energy now. Because you know that as long as he with you, who can be against you?
I ain't gonna lie, that big dog energy kicked in.
It did.
So I'm gonna show more of that this season.
I love it.
I think we should preview all of the questions with all the episodes before we launch live.
Control.
I don't want to be in control. I don't want to know
what I'm gonna be at.
Hey Nick, you see how they did that, Nick?
I don't have a trust issue. Jay, we're not giving you Nathan.
Oh, you just took that. You just took it there.
We're not giving you Nathan, Jeremy, all right. Okay?
All right, so let's see what we come
you
with
this. You trust us in this position, season. Don't he?
Hey. Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're going to get a next level is what they want.
All right, let's get it. We'll see y'all next week.
All right.